Hola, gracias por estar con nosotros en este su programa El Mundo.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on our show El Mundo, The World. Today we'll talk to Dr. Leitman about love. What is love?
Hello.
Gladly, let's talk. I'm ready.
Gracias. Nosotros queríamos conversar acerca de este tema del que se habla muchísimo.
We wanted to talk about
quisiera
love.
Profundizar porque usted ha escuchado en otros programas habla de esto como
topic that we'd like to deepen into because on your shows we hear that you say that love is bestowal. How can we implement this in the modern world where there are so many problems, challenges, changes?
Entre nosotros.
And is the way to solve the problems? Is this the way to solve the problems of our relationships? The question is, what is love? Love is an open emotional attitude from person to person. Well, there's much that you can add here, but first this is what everything's based on. What's the difference or connection between love and bestowal? Bestowal is that I want to bestow to others, and by that, maybe I have different goals, special goals. Maybe in that I really have influence over the other. Bestowal is simply ties of love that I want to the benefit of another. The sign of love is that I accept the other as an object, that I want to impart plenty and abundance on that person, which I think that is to their benefit, but not in a way that I do it forcefully. But that person too is willing and capable of receiving this good influence from me. But it seems like it's hard to feel this force of bestowal if it's against our own nature, and our nature is reception, that is only what's good for us. So how can we invert this? Are we capable of this at all, going against human nature? No, we can't influence each other for the better because we do it then in opposition to our egoistic desire. But if we teach a person how to rise above his ego, and besides that, how to integrate in the desire of the other, then we can. If so, reach a state that with all of his abilities, he will be willing to bestow plenty and abundance to the other, and this will be called love. Love means that I take the desires of the upper person and fill them with all the plenty and abundance that I can.
¿Qué elementos necesitamos para poder implementar esto?
What components do we need in order to be able to implement this, to reach this goal that you're talking about? We need closeness. We need connection, time, a method of how to rise above the ego of the one and try to bestow to someone else. To another. And in relation to love, there is this basic assumption called love another as yourself. We hear it all over, and maybe only the few or maybe no one at all can really implement it. So in simple words, what does this saying mean, love another as yourself? In the word love, to the word love, there are many interpretations, guidance, everything's related to love. So there's love between person to person, simple love like a mother to her child, two people that love each other, a person to his homeland, to life, to his pet, that suppose he has a dog or something. There's loving your dog, and there's loving fish. A fish that I have in my aquarium, because it's not the same, and it's not the same thing, because I can't amuse myself with the fish. I can't be together with it so much, as much as I am with the dog. And so there's a difference here. In these relations, love means... Really, it means that I pay no attention to myself, and in general, don't think about how I take myself into account, but only the well-being of the other, only the desire of the other person, and then I, this way, relate to them, meaning only to their benefit. The clearest way to put it is a mother and her child, that whatever he needs, she can provide. And we don't have to put a police officer next to her to make sure that she'll treat him nicely, correctly. Only she knows, only she wants, only this nature called love forces her to treat him correctly, properly, in a good way, and then we're certain that the baby will grow up correctly.
¿Qué significa prójimo?
When we talk about love of others, or the other, or your fellow man, what is that in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Your fellow man is that previously I don't feel anything about that person that attracts me, that brings us closer, that ties us. And that person was foreign to me, a stranger. But afterwards, after different exercises, we've developed our ties. Not a romantic connection, not any other kind of connection, but simply, I connected to another person without any reason besides that person being a person, and I felt that I have an inclination toward him, that I have to be with him, that he's drawn to me. And this way, we feel ourselves close to each other.
¿Es posible alcanzar esto en la sociedad actual?
Is it possible to attain this, achieve this in today's society? Everywhere and in any society, it is possible to do. How? How? By learning how to reach a degree of love between people.
Parecería como algo utópico o inalcanzable.
It seems like something utopian or unachievable. Love of the kind of bestowal. Does it exist in our world? Is it possible? No, it doesn't exist, but we can do it. We can, even though that really it doesn't exist.
Para tratar de entender entonces cómo llegar a esto en la práctica, vamos a retomar el artículo.
In order to try and understand how to come to this practically,
de acuerdo con lo que se explica,
I want to relate to what Rabash wrote in the article Love Your Friend as Yourself. It says that all the 612 mitzvot are included in this rule, and the rest go and study. So the question is, in regard to Rabash's article, what's the connection between the 612 mitzvot and the rule of love another as yourself? All these mitzvot, precepts, isn't what we learn about how to eat, drink, bathe, celebrate holidays, and so on. All these mitzvot, they teach us how to come closer to each other in a way that we more and more annul, each annuls his own ego and connects to the desire of the other. This is the matter of 613 Tariag Mitzvot. Until we come to the final mitzvah, which is entirely the desire to bestow an unconditional love.
¿Qué son entonces estos preceptos?
So what are these mitzvot, if so? All of these mitzvot are arising above the egoistic desire and preferring the desire of the other to my own, and to serve the desire of the other instead of serving my own desire.
¿A qué se refiere Rabash con su comentario ve a estudiar? ¿Qué significa?
What does Rabash refer to when he says go all the rest go and study? What is there to study? Because love another as yourself is the rule, but there are many details in it that we have to learn. And by these details we then come to that rule.
¿Y cuáles son entonces los aspectos que se tienen que considerar para poder llegar a este estudio?
So, what aspects do we have to take into account in order to be able to come to this teaching? Just the general desire of a person who wants to know what is the meaning of life, its purpose, the purpose of the existence of the entire universe and all the worlds that are above the universe that we don't feel. What is their essence? Their essence is to reach love.
Continuando con esta misma referencia del artículo 7 de Rabash,
and to continue on Rabash's article, it says the advice is the advice for a person to be able to increase his desire, meaning to realize and practice the rule of love another as yourself, in order for him to be able to increase his force, is by love of friends. So first of all, what is a friend? A friend is he who is willing to connect to me, with me, and is taking certain actions towards me, just like I am making actions with all my might towards him in order for us to be together. So a friend isn't necessarily someone that you go watch soccer with, but that there's a higher common goal. Of course, it's not just someone off the street or from kindergarten or in general. It's not a spouse. These are people or a person that I understand that I can be connected to them, and that in the connection between us we will discover the concept of love, and in that love that we will discover we will feel the upper force that is above nature called Creator, because He has created everything by this force of love. And that's how we achieve this upper force, meaning to attain love, to achieve love as a means to achieve the Creator. So what is love of friends? That we connect a few friends together in order between us to achieve a feeling of love. And from this feeling, we, between us, want to discover the upper force who has created all of reality, called Creator, that's why He's called Creator, and we attain Him from our connection, where the essence of the connection on the uppermost level is called love.
¿Por qué es tan importante amar a los amigos? ¿Qué se consigue con?
Why is it so important to love your friend? What do you achieve through love of friends? It's important to love friends because by reaching love toward them, I come to the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the upper world, of eternal life. And then I discover the real life that is really above us. And this way I enter the feeling of the flow of life eternally, whole and complete above everything that we feel here in this life.
Los sabios cabalistas, entre ellos Rab Yuda Ashlag, Bala Sulam, nos dicen del amor a los creados al amor a Dios.
Bala Sulam and Bala Sulam Yuda Ashlag teaches us, and the rest of the Kabbalists too, teach us from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. What does it mean to love created beings, and what does it mean to love the Creator, and why in this order? First of all, the fact that an ordinary person off the street, so to speak, says that he loves the Creator and doesn't really like people, it just shows how much his love is egoistic. That to him it's beneficial to say that he loves the Creator, because by that, as if it gives him confidence that the Creator will love him too, and God forbid, will not cause him any harm. And therefore, according to the system, the approach has to be the opposite, that from love of your fellow man, from love of the created beings, we can come to love the Creator and not in any other way, because by loving the created beings and really reaching love toward them, I, from that, shift to a state called loving the Creator. And there's no other way to approach it, because this is also how it is from the Creator toward us. The Creator, He relates to me through all created beings, and then I can relate to Him the same way.
A nivel de un cabalista, hay una escala o parámetros diferentes sobre el amor, es decir,
in terms of the Kabbalist, is there are there different parameters about love? How does a Kabbalist feel or experience love? If you can explain that to me, then I'll be happy. Is there a ladder of values or different attainment? A Kabbalist versus an ordinary person, are the ways to implement love different than for an ordinary person? Okay, I understand. Thanks for the explanation. If I love people in this world, I love them either because they're a part of my family, they're my relatives, or my country, or just mankind. There's a corporeal reason. If we're talking about spiritual love, then it's completely different. It's because we're all a part of one soul, all created beings, in all times, in the past, present, and future, are all related to one soul, one system. And because in this system, we are connected to each other, are interdependent, then we need to reach love toward each other, because in this kind of connection of love between us, meaning utter connection, complete connection, we then complete each other and reach a state where between us there is one desire in which we can discover the upper force, and toward it too we feel the force of love and discover the force of love from Him toward us.
¿Se puede resumir entonces que el amor verdadero es contrario?
So, if so, we can conclude that real love, true love, is the opposite of what we think, It's not what I get, but what I bestow? Yes. Yes. True love is revealed precisely in that I can bestow. It's like with a little child, that the more we give him and we feel that he enjoys it, this is exactly our expression of love in him. And in conclusion, there's lots of talk about love because people always talked about love and looked for it. So what advice do you have for finding love, true love? You have to learn. And there's need to teach how to love. It's not that it exists or doesn't exist in a person, but every person, if we're talking about the true, real love that we talked about, he can't get it because real love exists above our qualities, above our ego. And therefore, we have to develop new qualities here, new relations between us, and then we'll come to love. So we really have to take a course, if you can say, where we will learn how to love, how to get love and give love. And then our world will improve and be really different. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. We hope that this program will help bring the hearts of those who watch this show closer. Thank you very much. It was very pleasant to talk to you. I also see, according to your eyes, that we've touched something deep, inner, real. So may we have love and life. Thank you. Amen. May it spread around the world. All the best.